Books on Tape presents The Water's Lovely by Ruth Rendell. Read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Weeks went by when Ismay never thought of it at all. Then something would bring it back, or it would return in a dream. The dream began in the same way. She and her mother would be climbing the stairs, following Heather's lead through the bedroom to what was on the other side. Not a bathroom in the dream, but a chamber, floored and walled in marble. In the middle of it was a glassy lake. The white thing in the water floated toward her, its face submerged, and her mother said, absurdly, "Don't look." Because the dead thing was a man, and was naked, and she was a girl of 15. But she had looked, and in the dreams she looked again, but at Guy's drowned face. She had looked at the dead face, and though she would forget from time to time what she had seen, it always came back. The fear still there in the dead eyes, the nostrils dilated to inhale water, not air. Heather showed no fear, no emotion of any kind. She stood with her arms hanging by her sides. Her dress was wet, clinging to her breasts. No one spoke then. Neither in the reality nor in the dreams. Neither of them said a word until their mother fell on her knees and began crying and laughing and babbling nonsense. When she came home, the house was a different place. She had known, of course, that it would be two self-contained flats, the upper one for her mother and Pamela, the lower one for her and Heather. Two pairs of sisters, two generations represented. In her last term at university, 400 miles.